coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, back with you for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Hope everybody had a glorious Memorial Day weekend. Safe, healthy, fun-filled Memorial Day weekend. I did. Had a great time with the wife celebrating our 11th anniversary, and it was great. Went up to Little Lake in Maryland. Had a good time. I know my pal Notorious V.I.C. in Buffalo with his family. You have a good weekend, Notorious?
Same. Yes. Outstanding. Great
Page
weather.
Fest.
Got together with friends. And congrats to you and your wife, by the way.
Thank you. You were at Page Fest, right?
Page Fest. That's exactly. I told them that they got a shout out to their neighbors, the Pages. And Page Fest was yet another success. I think this was the 10th annual.
Yeah. 10th annual. Very, very good. I like that. Well, obviously, in the spirit of having a good time over the Memorial Day weekend, we find ourselves with a very, very hot Ohio Business Machines hot topic as Johnny Manziel's antics in Las Vegas certainly drew a lot of attention around the National Football League, in the media, et cetera. By the way, Vegas needs to institute a rule. No social media, no camera phones in Vegas. No phones in Vegas is Vegas. Like,
and that's supposed to be, isn't that the cliche?
Right. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, not in this social media era anymore.
That's our rule at Page Fest, just so you know. What happens at Page Fest stays at Page Fest. You didn't see any social media on that. Okay, maybe I was playing a little volleyball with my granddaughter, but that's the only social media that got out.
Let me tell you, it's a little out of control, and this is for sure the Ohio Business Machine's hot topic of the day. Johnny Manziel's partying in Vegas, was it a distraction? Was it no distraction? Do you think it impacts his standing with the team? Do you care what a player does on his weekend off? Are you concerned as a Browns fan? And certainly let us know that. Also, if you want to call up and let us know what your favorite Memorial Day activity was this week, and if you yourself got after it. You heard Notorious had Page Fest. I had what I'd call Dizzle Fest. My buddy Grant's 50th birthday coincided with Alyssa and I's 11th anniversary, so we had a good time up in Maryland. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot, and we'll hear some national sound bites. We're going to talk to Jim Donovan at 2. Gerard Cherry will be here at 2:30 as well. And Vic, just judging from my timeline, there were a big, big group of people who could care less, and there was also a big group of people who certainly had a big problem with what Johnny Manziel did in Las Vegas. And I'll be interested to see where you come out on this, because as I going through my mentions, there was a little bit of a generational divide on Johnny Manziel's antics in Las Vegas. And antics is not even a good word. With Johnny Manziel having a party as a 21-year-old can in Las Vegas over the Memorial Day weekend. By the way, there are a ton of NFL players in Las Vegas this weekend. He is not the only one. He was in the picture with Gronk. Right. Chandler Jones was in that picture as well from New England, a well-run organization, a model organization here, and they didn't have a problem with it. So I come out on it like this. The guy had not left his hotel in Berea since he'd gotten here. He'd been studying every single day. If you're Johnny Manziel and you're Johnny Football and you get invited to do some things like he clearly was, like attend a UFC fight in Las Vegas and have a great seat, sit with the owner of the UFC, Dana White, and be there with him, why not? Why wouldn't you go do that? It's called a day off. You get to do what you want to do. He posted the Instagram picture, so he brought his playbook with him as well and was doing a little studying. But I have absolutely no problem with it. I have absolutely no problem with him partying, with him drinking. He's 21. Remember, when you were 21, you could recover from these things the next day. And I can also report that, he's back here. Practice is happening today, another OTA, and Johnny was looking good. No worse for wear. So to me, much ado about nothing. People need to get over it. I feel bad for the kid that he is under such scrutiny, and I think a lot of it comes down to some people think that quarterbacks just don't do anything. I'm going to ask you this, Notorious. I say no big deal, could care less about it. Where do you come out on it? And then we'll get into some of the reasons why we maybe feel the way we do.
Sure. Well, you referenced generational divide, and that's probably not a shock, but this is where that divide ends, if in fact
Notorious,
we can say that this is I don't even want to think of myself in those terms, but for the sake of this discussion, I will. I have zero problem with Johnny Manziel enjoying himself, that applies to every single player on this football team, and single players on this football team having the kind of weekend blowout, whatever it was in Vegas that he enjoyed, or anywhere else they want to have their time on a day off. That is totally his preference. I see it as having zero to do with impeding on his football progress. And that's where I think the complaints were coming in, the vitriol, and I heard a lot of it. What bothered me as much as anything was the national perspective on this, that this is actually a debatable topic, that this is something to get into. Stop the presses. A 21-year-old kid went out to Las Vegas and had fun with friends. Really? That's a shocker. A single 21-year-old kid who had the wherewithal to get there and enjoyed himself. And there were a lot of girls with bikinis around him. Again, shocker. You know, are you kidding me? This, to me, this was consistent, first of all, with the behavior of a lot of guys that age, A. And B, in his case, it comes with the Johnny Football package. And I, again, I'm not troubled by it because that's been what he's been about. It doesn't reflect in any way. And those who are ready to say this is, you know, this is an indication of a guy who's going down a bad path for this team. Are you kidding me? Stop. Stop worrying about something as foolish as this. The time to be concerned or worry is when he or any other player doesn't perform. And when he or any player doesn't perform, I guarantee you this has nothing to do with it. As Nathan just said, and you said it perfectly, he has been all about the work since the offseason workouts began. He's been fully engrossed in this. If I had heard anything different, I was more concerned about that approach.
Yes.
And what was showing up on the field or not showing up reflective. That's when you can tell if a guy is not doing his stuff or a guy's not trying to improve on him, on what he's done. And he's been doing all of that. So let's take that off the table. And here's another element that maybe influences my thinking too. I know much better than I know Johnny, the guy who was with Johnny, at least in the photograph, Rob Gronkowski, like you said, among other players there. I've known that guy since he was in junior high school, happened to go to school with one of my kids in Western New York. So know the family, know the kid, watched him through his athletic career, and he's been the same guy. He is that guy. He is the guy who has enjoyed, has a zest for life and parties and does what he does and has not changed that since he became a New England Patriot and since he became one of the best tight ends in the game, and I don't think that's impeded him whatsoever. Injuries have, but I don't think the two are related. His lifestyle and that are two separate things. So Rob's there, and he's having fun with Johnny Manziel. God bless both of them. I have zero problem with it.
I agree. I think a lot of people are maybe jealous of Johnny Manziel's life.
Yeah.
And listen, that's fine. It's a life.
They
that
want
I think,
that to be them.
And that's valid. I think at this point, if you could go back, that's where it would be and fun what, to be Johnny Manziel.
If you put somebody on a truth serum, if you put somebody on a lie detector test, a guy, yeah, and say, at that age, under those circumstances, would you do the same thing? Anybody who said no to that, or most people who said no to that, would be lying.
I agree. I mean, the bottom line is what? It's not like he went to Vegas and got arrested for drunken disorderly conduct. He did nothing wrong. He went and had a party like many people do when they go to Las Vegas. He's back here. He's working. And when people, you know, well, I wonder what the team thinks of it. Well, I'll tell you this. Just wait until the media comes to practice tomorrow and they see where Johnny Manziel is taking his reps with this team. And you ask me, or you tell me then if you believe that it's hurt his standing with the team, because I'm pretty sure you're going to find the answer to be not at all. Johnny Manziel is progressing every day. I thought he looked good out there today, looked fine, showed no ill effect from the weekend. And by the way, every single one of those guys went somewhere and did something fun this weekend. Bottom line, all of those guys did. Everybody on the team did. Justin Gilbert, we know, went to Miami. But there was no fuss about that. Why is Johnny Manziel such a lightning rod to people? I think there's a lot of jealousy with it. I think that, and by the way, let me ask you this, Notorious, since he used to cover one of the great, all-time great quarterbacks in the history of the game, Jim Kelly back in the day. Was Jim Kelly a saint? Did Jim Kelly never party, Notorious? Because I'd find that hard to believe.
You would find that hard to believe because don't believe that. Yeah, he most certainly did.
Right.
Enjoy
Tom
himself.
Brady parties. Listen, yes, folks, people do it. I was with Colin Kaepernick in Las Vegas before Colin Kaepernick was even the starter, and he was there having a good time in Las Vegas. Why? Because that's what NFL players do when they go to Las Vegas. It's an off day in the off season.
Right.
People need to just get over it. Get over it.
Yeah, I think what it's down to is the caricature of the guy. That's what it is. People don't just view him and don't view him as a human being as much as this caricature. And that the qualities of that character are he's going to do this stuff, this predisposed. He's done it at the collegiate level. It's become his signature thing, his defining thing, and that's okay. I mean, that's what he is. Ray Farmer, the Browns hierarchy, have every idea of what they were getting into when they made this pick. And Ray will be the first to tell you this guy's zest for life is actually part of the attraction. It's actually part of what makes him what he is. And the management of it, that's up to him. Certainly, that's up to the team. But any number of players, you referenced some Hall of Famers, they managed their fun life off the field in such a way that they went on to have Hall of Fame careers. It can be done. It has been done. I heard Ray Farmer use references to, I think, Babe Ruth in comparison to Johnny Manziel as far as like the boisterous fun lifestyle or whatever. Not even – that's the wrong word. It's not boisterous. It's just the fun lifestyle. He's not boisterous. He handles – the other thing, I mean, that's very likable about this guy is the professional way in which he handles himself when he talks to the media or does pieces like the one. And by the way, shout out to you, Dave Chudowski, that rookie spotlight piece that aired on KYC Saturday night. And you can see that in its entirety on clevelandbrowns.com. What a tremendous job the two of you did. And part of what was on there, and I thought one of my favorite pieces was the sit down with Manziel and Justin Gilbert kind of talking about themselves with each other. And how mature sounding was that? I thought that was tremendous.
And that's why I said it. I remember as we were going out of the closet, the guy has been all business. And people were saying to me, well, how could he be all business? And then he goes to Vegas and does it. That's why people go to Vegas, to not be all business for a day, which is what he did as a 21-year-old. And I think he's absolutely entitled to do. That's why I had no problem. And people who, like, for example, I think he's created a reputation for himself. What has it ever affected in terms of his performance? In my opinion, for example, he's got a reputation for what? Being a fun guy? Great. I'd like to have a reputation for being fun and being at cool things and doing cool stuff and also being able to handle my business when it matters. And that's what I think Johnny Manziel, that's the reputation he has built for himself. Again, I think this is much ado about nothing. And we're going to hear sound from national media folks because they've got to talk about it. Some supporting Johnny and some already being concerned. Like, how could he do that? Give me a break. Seriously, give me a break.
No, I agree.
This is Memorial Day. Most people in this country are going to have some type of a party, some type of a barbecue, a page fest to go to, and they're going to have a good time. When you go to Las Vegas, everything, that's where you turn the volume up 100 times. And I've been with a lot of professional athletes in the city of Las Vegas, and they get after it. That's what you do in Las Vegas. You go there to get after it. If you haven't been there, I recommend getting on a plane and getting after it yourself. You'll see it is a lot of fun. And remember, when you're 21, drinking one day, it does nothing to you. It does nothing. You wake up the next day and you're ready to go again. That's one of the beauties of being 21.
And let's be a little careful about all the conclusions drawn from photos and a video clip or whatever else is there. Obviously, the picture painted is one of a good time. You can assume
I'm going to call it a great time.
And imagine that he had a great time, and as did the others there, Rob Gronkowski, I mentioned in the photos. But I didn't get a chance to hang out with him, and nor would I have, and you didn't either, nor would you have necessarily. But the point is, there's a lot of, and this is what's troubled me the most. There's a lot being said off of just what an account of a photo that's posted or something else that's out there that is driving discussion beyond belief, as if this were a documentary, as if you saw every bit and hung out with him for every hour of what he was doing there. And from a lot of photos, and as you said, what was the result of this? The result of this was nothing, again, that we know of that was anything other than a guy going out and having a good time. Some photographic or video evidence of that, as brief as it was, is all we're working on, and big deal. Let's move on.
Exactly. And by the way, folks, he's back at work right now. I mean, there are people who literally, somebody just tweeted me, Johnson Nation 5 just tweeted me, Notorious, that he is going to drink himself out of the league. I mean, that is absolutely, and I love Johnson Nation 5, you've been with us for a long time. I like a lot of stuff you say. I couldn't disagree with that more, that he is going to, he's going to play, let's drink himself out of the league. Come on now.
That's, again, that's really leaping to places that I don't think you go.
And I'm going to drink myself out of a job on the radio. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I
give me a break.
That's a little over, and I agree with you. I mean, I look, I love the loyalty of the listeners, and everybody's got an opinion on this thing, and some of them I think are a lot over the top. I've gotten the same feedback that you have. I've heard the same questions, pretty similar to what you have too, and I've paid attention. I've watched the shows that have made this part of their cause celeb. Most of what's going on there regarding ESPN is just feeding the beast. That's just the latest meal they put on the table, especially in the off season of content. So that's what they're feasting on, and they're trying to feast on it. Get used to this. I think I think we've said this before, by the way, multiple times on this show. Get used to this. This is what this is going to be like going forward. Everything this guy does, even the things that seem silly to talk about for more than 2 seconds, are going to make whole segments of shows, maybe whole shows on shows, and not just in Northeast Ohio. It's going to be national, because that's what Johnny Manziel is all about.
That's right. All right. Well, we do want to hear from you on this, your take. Ours is pretty clear. So bring it on, Manziel haters. Bring it on, Johnny haters. 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.